This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's the top of the hour. And, you know, what did you think, in looking at, what happened at the White House? The warm welcome that the Netanyahus received from the Trumps. We've got a big love fest going on there. And I would think for the last 8 years, it was probably refreshing for Benjamin Netanyahu and the team from Israel coming to the White House and being welcomed and warmly welcomed, and to feel like they're back on the same track. Yes, there's still some ambitious things to work out, as there still is the conflict going on over whether it should be a two-party or a one-party state. But I appreciated that Donald Trump said, look, I like what they like. That was very diplomatic, and they'll work out the deals. And also, as far as the settlements are concerned, I think if they go back, as they said, if they go back to what George W. had put into place, is that they could thicken what was already established within the within the settlements, but not expand it any further. And it was Barack Obama who came in and said and canceled that that order. And, we've had problems ever since. So, I think that that's going to get cleared up. And, Donald Trump said, hey, look, I'd like you to slow down. And Benjamin Netanyahu kind of looked at him like, we still got to talk. But I think they'll work things out there. It obviously is very hopeful. And here's what Benjamin Netanyahu had to say yesterday.
President Trump, thank you for the truly warm hospitality you and Melania have shown me, my wife Sarah, our entire delegation. I deeply value your friendship. To me, to the State of Israel, it was so clearly evident in the words you just spoke. Israel has no better ally than the United States. And I want to assure you, the United States has no better ally than Israel. Our alliance has been remarkably strong, but under your leadership, I'm confident it will get even stronger. I look forward to working with you to dramatically upgrade our alliance in every field, in security, in technology, in cyber, in trade, and so many others, and I certainly welcome your forthright call to ensure that Israel is treated fairly in international forums and that the slander and boycotts of Israel are resisted mightily by the power and moral position of the United States of America. As you have said, our alliance is based on a deep bond of common values and common interests. And increasing those values and interests are under attack by one malevolent force: radical Islamic terror.
A statement's opening statement made by Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday at the reception, as he first came to the United States, as we've been teasing about. He came through the front door. I mean, as we mentioned in our conversation with a former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Beaupre, is, it was rather disappointing the way, our number one ally in the world, Israel, and Benjamin Netanyahu, the way he was treated. So obviously there was no big love fest between the Obamas and Netanyahu's, but a big difference, and I think a welcome change certainly for Bibi and for Israel as well, as we move forward here to see if possible. I mean, go figure. Go figure. I mean, here's Donald Trump, and as he said, we're taking a look at this issue, this conflict here in the Middle East, and the problem with Israel, that we could somehow address the peace issue between the Palestinians and Israel. We'll do it early, unlike other administrations. Donald Trump clearly sees this as a priority. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jeff Carrere with us, the Cajun Crusher. Always good to have him with us, the New Orleans native son, former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party and the host of the Louisiana-based radio and TV show Ringside Politics. Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great.
Hey, Louisiana, okay. We're seeing news here, man. Well, you guys have been dealing with some tough weather stuff here.
You know, we had these bad floods last year, two of them, and then this time it was tornadoes, and parts of New Orleans got hit by the worst tornadoes that we've had in recorded history. We had a strongest tornado of all time, but amazingly, Bill, no one died. We had property damage, but it could have been a lot worse, so we're very fortunate in one respect, and we're working hard to try to help the families that were impacted.
Well, thank God. I mean, Louisiana's had their more than share of devastation that's been going on for a number of years, and it's like, you know, sometimes they probably think, hey, we just get ourselves dug out, and then all of a sudden we're back into it again. And but thank God that people are safe, and of course you got that Louisiana fighting spirit, man. It's that Cajun spirit there. You know, they're not about to stay down. You know, you get them knocked down, but they'll get back up.
We're used to natural disasters.
Yes.
And we love being here by the Gulf and have the Mississippi River, but of course we have to deal with some of the problems sometimes, some of this crazy weather, but we're going to be fine, and I really appreciate your concern. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure some are saying, hey, at least we're not in the Senate dealing with Elizabeth Warren. And of course, you know, the alt-left is just going sideways over this deal, trying to present it to be some sort of gender bias. But the fact of the matter is she broke with, you know, with Senate rules, and she needed to be chastised, didn't she?
Of course, and she knew what she was doing, Bill, and she did it for the publicity, and she did it to impugn the integrity of a good man, Jeff Sessions, who I've had the pleasure of meeting and observing for many, many years. And this is a man who served the people of Alabama very well. He's got recommendations all across the board. I've visited with African Americans who have worked with him and say that he's a fantastic leader. Mm-hmm. And for her to do that, it's just despicable, and I think she did it for publicity, did it for maybe her own political career. Who knows, Bill? She might want to run for president in 2020.
I think a lot of people know. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Jeff, and this is what the left does, they throw out the race card, and this was her way of taking Coretta Scott King out of context. Alveda King, who was a good friend of ours, you know, was really grieved that Elizabeth Warren would take her aunt's letter out of context. It was an unfair representation of Coretta Scott King to be used by the left for political purposes only. And Elizabeth Warren, what she did required more, I believe, than just being sat down. It's almost, I would say, and I know it's out of character for the Senate, because
I'm not sure they'd have the intestinal fortitude to see this through, but I believe it's something more like a censure that she should be really put on notice, that her and anybody else for this matter, you know, on one hand, Jeff, they talk about being civil and being united, and then the next minute, out the other side of their mouths, they're doing stuff like this that just is so wrong on so many levels.
I completely agree with you, Bill, and I cannot believe how the Senate treated one of their own, Jeff Sessions.
Right.
You had Cory Booker, who testified against him in the hearing. You had Elizabeth Warren, I think, going way over the line. He only got one Democrat to vote with him. So it was almost a strict party line vote. And all those Democrats he had worked with in the past, many of them had been singing his praises in the past, they didn't vote for him. It's just so partisan. I mean, the Democrat Party, I think, is really hurting itself. I really do.
Well, I think the light's on them. You know, they're really getting exposed. I mean, Cory Booker, with ambitions to run for the Oval Office, you know, looked terrible, Jeff, in his argument against Jeff Sessions. He was, you know, he was very general, broad swath in his conversation. There wasn't any kind of, you know, a practical evidence that he would lay out before everybody. It was just emotion. It was, you know, feeling.
Right.
You know, and in contrast, what really made him look bad was the three other gentlemen who had been working with Jeff Sessions side by side, anywhere 20, 30 years of experience, practical experience, hand in hand with this guy, three black men, and they come in and you know, it was like, who are they talking about? I mean, it's like two different people, right?
I trust the people that know Jeff Sessions and have worked with him, and those are the people, I think, that are up there telling the truth. On the other side, you have a politician looking to promote himself. And
yes.
Cory Booker had also gone on record the year before praising Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
So it really is disturbing. And I've just seen it now for weeks with how these Democrats are reacting to the new administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Jeff, to your point, even John Lewis is, you know, has a legacy fighting for civil rights, being a bridge builder and following the example of Martin Luther King, but he did just the opposite. In fact, I was telling Alveda, I was so impressed with her cousin, with Martin Luther King III, who after meeting with Donald Trump was, he didn't go after the bait that the mainstream media tried to throw out there. Jim Acosta was trying to get him to say something mean-spirited about Trump. No, he, in the form and fashion and the model of his father, Martin Luther King II, Martin Luther King Jr., he stayed the course and yielded to bridge building as opposed to blowing up the place.
Which is exactly the right attitude. And
exactly.
I commend him. I commend Donald Trump, who I think has been reaching out to the African-American community through the campaign, through his transition, now in the early stages of his administration. He has got a real concern for the African-American community, and I think he's committed to rebuilding inner cities that have been devastated. And I would just ask African-American leaders to just give him a chance. Try to work with him.
Right.
And it can't be any worse than what the Democrats have done. They've created blight, misery all over the country.
Yeah, there's less home ownership, higher unemployment, more people on food stamps within the black community, particularly, you know, during the administration of one Barack Obama, who they saw as their potential savior. Now, go figure, it could be this billionaire businessman coming out of Manhattan that's going to save their bacon, right?
Well, he knows business, Bill. I mean, he knows how to build. He knows how to create jobs. And those are some things needed not only in the black community, but all over the country. And
without a doubt.
All these announcements about jobs being created. I mean, that's exciting stuff, Bill. And I think everybody needs to get on board, I think, a pro-growth agenda.
Right. Well, regarding Senator Sessions, now Attorney General Sessions, you know, you heard a collective gasp across this country saying it's about time. Let's get the rest of President Trump's cabinet in place so they can be about the people's business. What do you say?
I say yes. And this was maybe the biggest of all, getting Jeff Sessions in there. He's going to be a fantastic Attorney General. But I think you're right. We have had obstacles placed in front of these nominees. I did a little research, Bill. Compared to the Obama administration, he had six of his nominees approved on inaugural day.
Right.
And then by this time in his administration, about double the number of his nominees have been approved versus what has happened with the Trump administration.
Exactly.
So The Democrats are playing political games. The Republicans worked with Obama to get his people in there if he won the election. Donald Trump won. And the Democrats need to at least be, I think, fair to his nominee.
Well, Elizabeth Warren, and backed by Nancy Pelosi and others, said that their job is to be obstructionists. And I hope the voters are listening. Jeff Guerrero, the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans native son, on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, always a pleasure. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Thank you.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking about the ultimate guide to raising teens and tweens. It is an essential tool, let me tell you, for parents, educators, caretakers, to help adolescents become problem solvers and grow to be smart, successful, and self-disciplined. Here with us is the teacher of the year, Dr. Doug Haddad. In his school district, he serves as a teacher ambassador for public education for the state of Connecticut. He's taught over 2,000 students in his 17 years as an educator, working with children from all different backgrounds and abilities. Dr. Doug, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, great to be here. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Congratulations, and I would say congratulations and thank you on behalf of many parents and those who are misunderstanding this inspiring new generation here that is developing right before our eyes, and they're just so much different than who we are. And you're trying, and because of your experience, thank you for the book, The Ultimate Guide to Raising Teens, Tweens, Strategies for Unlocking Your Child's Full Potential, because it has been, as I'm gathering, you know, from the parents that I speak with, a rather frustrating experience, and they just don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, it's exactly what you said. It's an inspiring time to be a kid, for sure. Mm, to be
right.
A parent, it's a challenge. It's probably
right.
One of the biggest challenges out there in this generation of parenting. And that's the reason, actually, why I wrote The Ultimate Guide to Raising Teens and Tweens, is that's to provide everything from what tools do you need to help your child become unlimited in their full potential, and then what are the challenges that are out there that are both the traditional behavior issues and drugs, sex, alcohol, smoking, all that stuff, and then what are the new problems they need to be aware of and how to actually put a handle on them?
Well, you know, Dr. Doug, when we grew up, I mean, there was some restraint, and it seems that this new generation of kids that are coming about, it's no holds barred. You know, and this has all been brought on by the culture, the media, the movies that they see. I mean, and of course, we as parents are all complicit in it because little did we know the video games that we are paying for, the movies we were sending them to, we're indoctrinating them all the further. And it's almost like, you know, we wake up one day and we go, what alien got into our child, you know, and what do we do about it now? We want to raise them as independent, and they are very independent.
Oh, boy. It's too much too fast, as you said.
Uh-huh.
And really knowing, and parents have the challenge. They have to know how to set those boundaries and really what boundaries do they need to set and how, and like I said, how do they do that? So that's what I also mentioned. I talk about, like, when is the right time to actually expose your child to technology? And, you know, research has shown, too, Bill, that you don't want to give a child who's 1, 2, 3 years old all these electronics. You know, I know it's the easy out. It could be the panacea for acting as the babysitter, but it's not doing a child any justice until they get to preschool and beyond. Then it can be used to actually be helpful and a learning tool.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of YouTube videos where a electronic device was taken away from a child, and I mean, the kid was ballistic, and you're going, whoa, what is going on here? I mean, we have this is what we've done to our children. You know, to your point, that sometimes we've maybe, for the sake of our own convenience, we've created our own Frankensteins.
That's all they know. It's almost like the air we breathe for them.
Right.
It's their lifeline. And. And just to know, too, that at the dinner table, definitely we see more issues. I even see it out. You know, I know, I'm sure you see it. You go to a restaurant and families are looking down. It's like, why are you looking down? I was just eating out the other day and I see a father, two sons, just head down the whole time. Then they looked up for the waitress and then they looked down and they're still eating looking down at their phones the whole time.
Yeah, we're so connected. We're so connected to that device. We're misconnecting with probably the most important nuclear aspect of our lives, which is our family. And I think we need to hit the pause button a little bit here, Dr. Doug, and you know, help us you know, to understand what it is and that you know, what we can, how we can correct this to where the kids are getting what they need out of that core nuclear thing we call the family, so that we're releasing, you know, powerful adults that are ambitious and self-reliant and ready to go out there and, you know, contribute to their societies.
Yeah, really, Bill. And I taught, like you said, they're connected, but they're disconnected. And you really want to raise a child to be a 3S child. That's what I've noticed from my experience working with children for over 20 years. And you want to raise them to be a smart, successful, and self-disciplined child. And it's hard in today's society to think, well, kids have access to anything. Well, can't that get them smart, acquiring all this knowledge? Not necessarily. Well, can't they learn anything? Well, they can, but they need to have self-discipline to know the steps and how they got there. So really, Bill, when it comes down to it, young people must be good problem solvers, and that's what I talk about a lot in my book, how to be a good problem solver, how to decide fact from fiction, which is a hard thing to do nowadays. Number two, young people must be able to effectively communicate, right, which that I've seen kind of go by the wayside, you know, in the last 10, 15 years. Whether it's through speaking or writing. And then young people must learn and practice coping mechanisms because they are dealing with things faster and more pressures and more testing in education and all that, that they're sort of resorting to self-destructive behaviors rather than emphasizing self-responsibility.
Exactly. So
that's a big topic in my book.
Well, part of the start of this is, you know, just has to do with interaction. No question, you know, you get kids that are extrovert, it's real easy for them to interact. The introverts a little bit more difficult. And what I've observed, Dr. Doug, is the introverts, they love this technology because it's a way to them, a way for them in an anonymous sort of way. To somewhat at least connect a bit, but it's also a way for them to seem like they're connecting, but they're disconnecting and they're getting lost in the amusement of some of these handheld devices. They're focused on the wrong things and as they do that, they lose sight and goal if they understand that, if they understand this to be what their goal and mission is all about, you know, as you say, the three S's. I love that. Boy, you lay that foundation, for any of your children. What is that going to do for them? I mean, that really gives them a leg up on their future, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you said it. You know, the child's personality, if they're an extrovert or an introvert, as a parent, you have to decide, you have to figure that out. And, you know, I go through and I talk about the whole, you know, Briggs test that went through, the Briggs-Myers test, and how to decide all the key, you know, elements of your child's personality and then how to tailor a specific parenting style around it. Because you want your child to be unlimited, but for one kid, it's not pushing them into sports. Or for another kid, you know, it is pushing them into sports and maybe pushing them more into mathematics. But you have to, it's not about pushing them, it's about more guiding them based on their own interests and exposing them to all these different ways in a creative manner. So that's really what's important, is to be able to be there for your child to help facilitate as a teacher. You're there more as a facilitator more than a, you know, a content or knowledge dispenser, same as a parent. That's really key.
Well, these tough issues, I mean, as you talk about in terms of relationships and, you know, confronting the issues in an environment today, Dr. Doug, where we've got safe spaces and microaggressions now in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, all these things that would counter I would believe the 3S objective here is rising in the culture.
Well, it really is. That's why we have to find a way to simplify parenting. That's one of the big needs. And we have to find a way to bring back the effective communication and be able to really listen to what our child's talking about and make that connection with them and do it early on. Because like you said, there's just so much going on in the media, so much they're exposed to and not knowing how to handle these issues. So in The Ultimate Guide to Raising Teens and Tweens, Bill, I was really inspired to put this together to help the parent raise an entire, whole, well-rounded child with unlimited potential.
Well, Dr. Doug, you bring up something really important, and I don't want the people to miss this, and they need to pick up your book, The Ultimate Guide to Raising Teens and Tweens, Strategies for Unlocking Your Child's Full Potential, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website as well. But it is really important to, whatever it takes, to have that connection with your child. I see that as most important, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Just go back to what it was like when you were a child. And from that point, relive those days, day in, day out, and listen to your child, because they have a lot to say.
Yeah, they want to be valued, just like you do. Dr. Doug had a Teacher of the Year. We call him Dr. Doug. And make sure you get your hands on his book. It will be a blessing for you. Dr. Doug, thank you very much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
It was great to be here.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Say free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
That's free right now. You know, things are always changing. You've got to be flexible these days. Hey, welcome to the United States of America. Welcome back, America. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, cardiovascular disease refers to conditions that affect the heart or blood vessels. It describes conditions ranging from peripheral artery disease and high blood pressure to heart attacks and strokes. It's also the number one killer of Americans and is the leading cause of hospitalization in the VA healthcare system. Now, cardiovascular disease is particularly important to vets because it's associated with a number of other diseases that often affect them, including diabetes, spinal cord injuries, post-traumatic stress disorders we call PTSD. In addition to making veterans and their families aware of the risk factors, VA researchers are developing new treatments for cardiovascular disease and helping to improve existing treatments. Here to talk about it with us right now, we're fortunate to have a cardiology program manager at the VA Research and Development Team. Dr. Mark Bergeau is with us. Dr. Mike Bergeau, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hello. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, good to be here, have you with us so that we can talk about how the VA researchers are working to fight cardiovascular disease. Older men treated within the VA healthcare system, for example, for heart attacks, are less likely to die within 30 days after the event than Medicare beneficiaries treated at other hospitals. That's a big statement right there. So what do you say about this?
Well, I would say that the VA healthcare system has really been on the forefront of healthcare delivery for a long time. We are a very early adopter of the electronic medical record, so that, you know, if you go from one VA hospital to another, the doctors at each hospital should be able to pull out your entire, health history.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, really, when you look at the numbers, the VA system is very competitive with the rest of the U.S. hospital system in terms of outcomes, mm-hmm. health outcomes.
Now, let me rewind for just a minute in case somebody really is wondering, you know, what is cardiovascular disease, its risk factors, and how does it affect vets today? That's a three-part question here, Dr. Mike,
mm-hmm.
so I'll give you time to answer. Go ahead.
Well, sure. So, I mean, cardiovascular disease is really a set of conditions that affects either the blood vessels, peripheral or going to the heart, as well as the heart muscle itself. And so these can lead to chest pain, strokes, or heart failure. And heart failure is really a decrease in the heart's ability to pump blood. So it just becomes less effective at doing its job. The major risk factors for cardiovascular disease are high blood pressure, smoking, high cholesterol, obesity, a lack of physical activity or being sedentary, as well as uncontrolled diabetes. And, you know, we really care about it because it's the leading cause of death in the United States for both men and women, and it's the leading cause of hospitalization in the VA healthcare system.
Wow. That's incredible. We just touched a moment ago on some of the milestones and major events from the VA research, but I want to give you, let's expand and drill down a little bit deeper on what your research is revealing here.
Well, I mean, people may not know this, but we've been doing cardiovascular research in the VA for a long time, since 1935. And VA research was instrumental in the invention of the implantable cardiac pacemaker, as well as the development of the nicotine patch. More recently, we had a study that was led by a Dr. William Cushman from our Memphis VA Medical Center that was looking at controlling hypertension and the risk of cardiovascular and other diseases. And what they found is if in individuals who were hypertensive, if you set their blood pressure targets lower than what is typically the target is now, that you actually further decrease their risk of both cardiovascular and kidney diseases by more than a third. So what this is saying is that when we are treating high blood pressure, hypertension, that we really need to be more aggressive and do a better job. And if we do, the patient will be healthier.
Well, and you also found with vets with PTSD that were more likely to have reduced blood flow to the heart?
That's correct. So this is something that VA research revealed, that there is a connection between PTSD and cardiovascular disease. And, you know, all of the reasoning underlying that that connection is not yet clear, but it does seem that having PTSD might impair the blood vessel's ability to dilate, which can impede blood flow to the heart, and that might be the genesis of the increased risk.
Right. And you also found that for women vets, there was some connection here as well, right?
Well, yeah, that's correct. So there are some differences between men and women and how they present cardiovascular disease and what the populations look like. So, you know, often cardiovascular disease doesn't get a lot of attention in women, but in fact it is the number one killer in women as well. And at the VA we do a lot of research in both men and women to try and understand both the similarities and the differences of these conditions in men and women. And of course, women veterans are an increasing part of our veteran population.
Well, and from what I understand, you also were able to discern that women vets who underwent cardiac catheterization tended to be younger, they're more obese than men, and were more likely to have PTSD or depression. So there's some relationship there as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. There does appear to be some relationship there. And, you know, while, it's sometimes difficult to know, you know, some of these things need more study before we can fully understand them. But clearly there is a mind-body relationship there, and that psychological trauma can affect physical health.
Exactly.
the VA is always working on studies, research studies, and we appreciate you coming on and updating us and giving us some good news about what's coming out of VA research. Can you talk about some of the current studies that you're currently involved in?
Well, sure. We have a recent study that was looking at using a very cutting-edge technique, gene therapy, to treat certain forms of heart failure. And they actually found that with this clinical trial that there may be some positive effects of using this gene therapy, and that there were very little negative effects. So this is still a preliminary study. So, you know, I don't want to get too excited about it, but hopefully further studies will show that, you know, this will be a new exciting therapy that we can give to our veterans and, to our other, heart failure patients.
Well, Dr. Mike, does the VA collaborate with other entities to maximize healthcare outcomes?
Absolutely. We work very hard to foster dynamic collaboration with universities, other federal agencies, nonprofit organizations, and private industries. We really are working hard to work with all of these players to amplify the impact of our research on VA health.
Well, I know that you count on vets to help with these research studies. And if a veteran wants to get involved, what can they do and how can they participate?
Well, first, let me take this opportunity to thank our veteran volunteers, without whom the research program could not move forward and we would not be, you know, revealing all of these exciting developments. The best place for them to go is our website, www.research.va.gov, which describes both the ongoing studies and as well gives information about how to volunteer.
Okay. Dr. Mike, is that the same place that myself or others who are interested in what the VA is doing, is that the same website that they would go to as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Again, remind everybody the website again.
That's www.research.va.gov.
Well, Dr. Mike Bergeau has been with us. He received his degree in biology and also at Rensselaer, I hope I'm saying, Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York, where he studied the structure and function of small heat shock proteins. Dr. Mike moved to Washington, D.C. area to pursue his postdoctoral studies at the National Institutes of Health. There, his research included exploring global protein expression interaction patterns in muscle myofibrils using they get me into terms here, these medical terms that are just, you know, all kinds of fun because I don't read these every day, Dr. Mike, so excuse me for butchering up these too badly. But again, we appreciate the VA's commitment to, you know, studying and researching heart disease, the number one killer of Americans. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Carenti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make, but it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number
number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. Get involved in conversation, okay? Your opinion counts. It is absolutely critical to the discussion. Yesterday we played some comments from Senator Marco Rubio, and we're going to remind everybody a little bit later on of those comments about the civility of this country. And I know President Obama before had addressed this issue. But it seems that somehow in the land of the free and the home of the brave and all our First Amendment rights, we are disconnected from, you know, responsibility. Kind of what Dr. Doug, the teacher of the year, was talking about. There needs to be that still, that self-reliance and self-responsibility that we need to connect. We just can't be blathering out there and being inconsiderate and just creating all kinds of ruckus and commotion. And believe it or not, there are people out there that that's what they do. I mean, those have been forces that have been well documented, that have been exposed in this country, that have occurred around the world and created all kinds of problems and disturbance. And to what end? Only so that there would be chaos and they would get to, you know, kind of reset the deck chairs, so to speak. And they would be in the power position. And it's quite ironic that the very people that do this are the very people that after it's all, I mean, this is a planned deal. This is what they do all the time. So there's nothing new. They're the ones that create the chaos. And then they come in on the white horses and act like they're the champions of the day to square away the very problem that they screwed up. You know, Bill Fetter has noted this on many occasions as we've had these discussions with him. Quite clever on their part. And silly on ours that we're not aware of their battle plan. And first of all, we're not even aware that a war is taking place. There is it's a cultural war that's gone deeper than that. And it's even more visceral, as you can tell. I mean, right now the focus happens to be anything that's Donald Trump. You know, you either are for him or against him. It's polarized this country. But, you know, when I can have conversations with people who are so anti-Trump, but there's still some reason in there, you know, you can communicate. The tough thing is when people are so, as you know, David Horowitz said, they're so ideologically fixed, it's impossible to have a conversation. It's the same thing that, you know, that Israel is dealing with the Palestinians. They're so ideologically fixed here that you can't have that conversation. Scott, we got a moment. Let's go ahead and let's play Marco Rubio's comments here. It would be appropriate. Go ahead.
I want people to think about our politics here today in America. Because I'm telling you guys, I don't know of a single nation in the history of the world that's been able to solve its problems when half the people in a country absolutely hate the other half the people in that country. And I want everybody to understand at the end of the night, this is not a partisan issue. It really is not. Turn on the news and watch these parliaments around the world where people throw chairs at each other and punches. And ask yourself, how does that make you feel about those countries? It doesn't give you a lot of confidence about those countries. Now, I'm not arguing that we're anywhere near that here tonight, but we're flirting with it. We're flirting with it in this body, and we are flirting with it in this country. We have become a society incapable of having debates anymore. In this country, if you watch the big policy debates that are going on in America, no one ever stops to say, I think you're wrong, I understand your point of view, I get it, you have some valid points, but let me tell you why I think my view is better. I don't hear that anymore. Here's what I hear almost automatically, and let me be fair, from both sides of these debates. Immediately, as soon as you offer an idea, the other side jumps and says, the reason why you say that is because you don't care about poor people, because you only care about rich people, because you're this or you're that or you're the other. And I'm just telling you guys, we are reaching a point in this republic where we're not going to be able to solve the simplest of issues. Because everyone is putting themselves in a corner where everyone hates everybody. And I understand when I see my colleagues stand up and say something I don't agree with, I try to tell myself, look, I don't understand why they stand for that, but I know why they're doing it. Because they represent people who believe that. And I am so grateful that God has allowed me to be born and to live and to raise my family in a nation where people with such different points of view are able to debate those things in a way that doesn't lead to war, that doesn't lead to overthrows, that doesn't lead to violence.
Powerful words from the senator. I can only hope that America is listening, that the politicians are listening. Because, you know, if we're not talking, we're not solving problems. If we're only yelling at each other or yelling through one another, we're not solving problems. I mean, look where we are right now. We're in just about the fourth week completed of Donald Trump's administration, and all there is just a stonewalling that's taken place. And we got a country that needs some fixing, right? And, you know, but meanwhile, you've got politicians and you've got individual interests there that somehow Trump, so to speak, no pun intended, really, but that suddenly their individual interest need to, need to be at a higher level, and everything else is subordinate to that. And what kind of price are we paying for that? You know, and I was just thinking about this. I go, do you know, next week, Congress, they're taking time off. They're taking a week off. I mean, we just got started, and we're taking a week off. I mean, what job do you have in America where you get to go to work and then you're off next week? I don't know about that. I mean, it's like,
I don't know. You would think that they would have to have, see, most jobs you have, you have certain things that you got to get done, right? Like, you have job requirements.
I mean, it takes you three to four weeks to figure out where the bathroom is.
But you got job requirements, and we don't really hold our representatives accountable. They've done this all the time. They work, what? Yeah, it used to be that they would do these things because they had other jobs that they got ahead to go take care of.
Right.
You know, and now this is all they do. So,
well, supposedly, and we pay them a ton of money to do it, you know, but it's like, look, America spoke loud and clear in November. And whether it's Democrat or Republic, the mission is clear. Get to work. Make something happen. We need health care fixed. We need our national security attended to. I mean, there's been some great success. Look what happened with Mattis yesterday. He goes to NATO. I mean, people, oh, my gosh, you're saying something bad about NATO, and you want to dismantle it because they're not paying their fair share. And Mattis goes and talks to everybody, and they go, well, yeah, you know, we probably should, you know, we probably should pay our bill and pay our fair share. That makes sense. I mean, for all the reasons, but nobody asked the question. And now, you know, God forbid, we get somebody who's on the outside, we get a fresh perspective. He starts asking the question, and we get answers that make sense now. They're starting to make sense, and this is just the beginning. And you would think that based on that, Scott, that everybody else would be encouraged to go, whoa, but, you know, it's an us against them. It's the shirts and skins, right? You know, it's this competitive deal. When, look at, this is about the United States of America. And we got to get out of this stuff, like Marco Rubio says, if we're going to accomplish anything, right?
We do. We got to remember that we're on the same team. And also the whole, and it's got to, I'm sure it's both sides have to understand that we're on the same team. You know, you can't, you know, Trump supporters, we can't sit and gloat, you know, we got stuff to
There's
do.
There's no time to gloat,
There's
Scott.
That's just it.
The window of opportunity is closing here, and I'm already starting to see, you know, we talked about it all week. As you know, we've been talking about this window of opportunity that is closing and that, you know, Republicans are missing out. They've only got so much time because, you know, we're thinking maybe 18 months and then everything's going to be focused on the midterm election. You know, what kind of business are they going to get done then? You know, so now is the time to address these critical issues, immigration, to deal with, you know, the healthcare issue, and all this other things that the president is doing, you know, in terms of focusing on jobs and making sure the proper incentives are there for companies to make jobs more available for training and this sort of, I mean, this is a comprehensive program that needs to be addressed, and it's, you know, that in itself is complex without getting into some of this bitter infighting and as to who's going to get the credit. You know, this is the problem with D.C. It's about who gets it. It's got to be a win for the Republicans or a win for the Democrats. Where does America win in all this?
That's a great question. It doesn't feel like we have for a while. So.
And the thing is, we're paying people for this dysfunction. You know, they get paid a lot of money. And
for a very long time.
And as I was discussing with the other day with a gentleman the other day about, you know, when they get out of office, I mean, they have an incredible deal. I mean, you know, they get that pay for the rest of their lives. You know, their health care is covered for. I mean, you talk about the golden parachutes. You know, it's just, you know, some of this stuff, you know, America itself has to stand up and say enough, and I'm not going to take this anymore. And hopefully this is what, you know, America is willing to rally behind, not a bunch of knuckleheads that want to go down and burn down school buildings. For what? Just to create some chaos? You know, the only interest they have is destroying this republic. They want to destroy the republic. They want to destroy this great American experiment. And Main Street America needs to understand, just like the rest of us needed to understand it. We complained that Barack Obama did not appreciate that, you know, radical Islam had declared a war on America. And they've sent terrorists here. We've got open investigations in every state of the union, over 1,000 open investigations right now. What's happening? And so they declared war, and under the previous administration, we were told to just put our heads in the sand, ignore it. It really wasn't there. There's really nothing there. But we're finding out there is, and we're starting to stand up and do something about it. It's the same thing regarding the culture and the very woof and wharf of this American dream and this great American experiment. People have declared war on it, and they're coming after us. And America, you got to stand united. You got to stand against this, because you know what other government than this could possibly be the answer to the problems that you and your family can be the hope for you and your family than what we have here.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.